Vice President Dick Cheney was released from a Washington, D.C. hospital this morning following a procedure yesterday to widen a narrowed artery. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that hospital officials say Cheney's condition is not serious and that heart patients like him can expect to have periodic problems.
Vice President Cheney has a history of heart disease that includes 4 heart attacks, the last one in November. At that time, doctors placed a stent, a tiny mesh scaffold, into one of the arteries of his heart to hold it open. Yesterday, Cheney came back to George Washington University Hospital because he had chest pain. Jonathan Reiner, one of Cheney's cardiologists, says that while the vice president needed quick medical attention, his life was not in jeopardy.
I wouldn't classify this as an emergency procedure. When patients re-narrow their coronary arteries, they redevelop chest pain.
The re-narrowing of the artery in the area of the tiny scaffold is fixable, says Reiner, and it wasn't a surprise. The stainless steel stent isn't entirely benign.
When an artery is stented, you know, the stent is a foreign body, and the stent itself initiates a series of events, normal events, response sort of to injury events, which in about 20% of patients results in re-narrowing.
Reiner says Cheney told him he had 2 brief episodes of heart pain over the weekend. Yesterday morning, he had another twinge. Yesterday afternoon, another 3 to 5 minutes of pain, less than what he reported after his last heart attack. White House doctors did an electrocardiogram that showed no new damage. Still, Reiner told him to come in for a look, advice he'd give to any heart patient, he says. When doctors discovered a major pinch in the artery with the scaffolding, they snaked a catheter up into the problem area and inflated a tiny balloon to fully reopen it. Cheney was under mild sedation. The procedure took about an hour, and there's a chance Cheney may need another procedure someday.
Hopefully, we've helped to prevent it by redilating the artery. Can it happen again? Sure, it can happen again. I think, you know, looking at the glass is half full approach, there's about a 60% chance or so that the vice president will get a very durable, very sustained benefit from this procedure.
Initial blood tests indicated the vice president had not suffered a 5th heart attack. Reiner says his patient has been adhering to a low-fat diet and exercising 4 to 5 times a week. That won't prevent the scaffolding from gumming up again, but will limit new blockages in other areas. The doctor expects his patient to do well.
I think there's a very high likelihood that he can finish out his term in his extremely vigorous capacity.
Doctors not involved with Cheney's care say the key to that is getting to a doctor as soon as chest pain occurs. Cardiologist Stuart Seides is Associate Director of Cardiology at Washington Hospital Center.
Mr. Cheney, perhaps because of his long and unfortunate experience with heart trouble, starting when he was age 37, knows the benefit of seeking early attention and prompt treatment. And indeed, these 2 episodes that have occurred very much in the public eye, he has been extremely diligent in getting in to see his doctors promptly and having his doctors do what needed to be done prior to there being any major damage.
The vice president was released from the hospital this morning. Aide said he would return to work later this week. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.